read Defiance by Stephen Taylor, which recounts the fascinating life of Lady Anne Barnard. I dived straight into the chapters on her life in the Cape before starting the book properly from the beginning. What I found was a fascinating account of a woman who lived a decidedly unconventional life. A theme which runs through the book is the lot of well-to-do women in Georgian times. Marriage was often made for reasons far removed from love, let alone compatibility. Lady Anne Lindsay, as she was then, was from a family who, though aristocratic, needed money in order to preserve the family seat. When Anne's sister Margaret's sweetheart, James Burgess, was sent away to acquire a profession, she was encouraged to marry the wealthy and considerably older Alexander Fordyce. The marriage was a disaster. Not only had the couple got nothing in common, but Fordyce was to lose all his money through rash investments. After Margaret had left for her life in London, the 21-year-old Anne sat down and wrote Old Robin Gray, a ballad which tells the tragedy of a girl's love for a young man called Jamie. He goes to sea, intending to return and marry her. In his absence, her family falls upon hard times and is supported by Old Robin Gray, who woos her. Encouraged by her mother and convinced that Jamie is dead, the girl marries Old Robin Gray. The ballad ends with Jamie returning and the girl announcing that though she still loves him, she will stay with Robin Gray and be a good and dutiful wife. The ballad became famous across Europe, even being translated into other languages. Originally, Anne used the melody of an ancient Scottish song for the ballad, but later it was set again by Reverend William Leaves of Somerset. That setting was used by various composers, including Haydn, and here it is found in an arrangement by Dussek. It's heard in the middle movement of his piano trio in C major, opus 31. This is played here by the trio 1790. Was the middle movement of the piano trio in C major by Dussek, played by Trio 1790. FMR.